Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Comments needed on logging and public safety from landslides in Oregon. New legislation is being proposed by the Oregon Department of Forestry to protect people from industrial clearcuts above their homes. In 1996, five people were killed from landslides crashing down out of clearcuts. One landslide mowed down a house and four people, and another landslide pushed a car on Highway 38 into the Umpqua River, drowning the occupant. Because there were no regulations considering the safety of people beneath industrial clearcuts, interim measures were put in place in 1997. The new legislation Earth First Radio News is asking you to comment on is intended to replace the interim measures. Unfortunately, the proposals only protect houses occupied more than 25% of the time that are directly in the path of very probable landslides. They do not protect people's land, livestock, outbuildings, public schools, fish, streams, or most of the roads we use. If timber companies must now protect public safety, they should also protect their neighbor's property. If it is illegal to kill a person, it should also be illegal to destroy their barn or livestock. It should also be illegal to poison people's gardens and kill their yard trees with herbicide drift from chemicals aerial sprayed on clear cuts. The proposed rules do not cover slow mud flows from clear cuts like the one that damaged dozens of homes in the Tri-City in 1996. The proposed protections do not include dams or any other water impoundment structure above people's homes. Lone Rock Timber plans to clear-cut immediately above the Cooper Creek Dam near Sutherland in an area mapped by the Department of Environmental Quality as sensitive on slopes in excess of 80%. Below the earthen dam is a subdivision with hundreds of people living there. Sutherland's evacuation plan states that should the dam fail without warning, extensive loss of life and property damage would likely occur. Any landslide that can move into the reservoir rapidly displacing large volumes of water would be especially dangerous. Since logging caused landslides into any reservoir could jeopardize the lives of hundreds of people, dams must be protected in the new regulations, the same as houses. After Delsa Hammer was killed on Highway 38, the interim regulations prohibited clear-cutting high-risk areas above some paved roads. Now those protections are being reduced so that timber companies only have to consider thinning instead of clear-cutting on roads with over 500 vehicles per day. Places where people were seriously injured in 1996 from clear-cut landslides like Hubbard Creek Road will have no protections. This should also be protected from landslides caused by clear-cuts. Under the proposed regulations, high-risk sites only need a written plan describing the logging that will occur. There are no restrictions against logging that destroys fish habitat or occurs upslope from fish habitat. Likewise, there are no protections for people's drinking water supplies. The new regulations will allow unsafe forestry practices above houses, private property, and public resources like dams, drinking water, and fish to continue if there is not clear, direct evidence the logging will outright kill a person. The deaths of Delsa Hammer, Sharon Marvin, Richard Moon, Susan Moon, and Ann Maxwell should show us how to protect not only our lives, but also our quality of life. Please submit your written comments on the new policy before April 30th to Keith Mills, Oregon Department of Forestry, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. That's Keith Mills, Oregon Department of Forestry, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. Or you can send email to kmills@odf.state.or.us. That's kmills@odf.state.or.us. And we thank Umpqua Watersheds for this action alert. You can reach them at umpqua-watersheds.org. That's umpqua-watersheds.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come by,